Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. This sort of helps in bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate at my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And what for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sulema Gharani. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for several years. Sulema, pronounce the name of your organization.
Yeah, I actually like how you pronounce it. It's Happio.
Happio.
Yeah, but we call it Happio, but you know, it's like either or. Yeah, Happio.
That's a better way to say it because it's happy. Happio.
Exactly.
And tell us about Happio.
Yeah, so you know, I'm Danish, right? I'm Danish Moroccan.
Right.
And the Danes are the happiest nation in the world, as you know.
I've been there. You're right. They are.
And we have decided to humanize technology and use technology for the better. So we are, you know, a lot of people are tired of being on Zoom all day or Teams or whatnot. So we are building a Fitbit for meetings so that you can track your meetings and find ways to get your time back. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. So they can find more about that at Happio, HAPPIOH.com. Is that right?
.com.
Happio.com.
Yeah, right,
so
yeah,
check that out, folks. So Lema and I are talking about the shift, which is now some level of working from home is going to be much, much more in our reality than it ever was before. You know, Sulema, I was home-based in the 70s. I worked from home. I was a teleworker. I worked for Xerox Corporation for my home back in the 70s. I was home-based when I started my business in the 80s. So we've been doing it a long time. But this notion that you may be hiring a high percentage of your new people to stay home, to never come to the office, that wasn't something that we thought much about before the pandemic. So now we have this reality. Even after we have herd immunity, we're going to continue to have people working from home. We have to make sure, as employers, we have to make sure that those people have what they need, right? Because we would do that if they were at our office. How far do we go? Do we go to their house and make sure they've got a desk and a chair and a computer? What do?
I mean, you don't go to someone's house. I don't recommend that. But I think in a way you have to.
But you have to ask, right? You have to say, are you comfortable? Do you have what you need? You have to ask that question.
Yeah, but most people will say yes because we don't like to be a trouble for our manager, right? But let's be honest here, you shouldn't ask, you should simply offer. You should have a catalog of things you can pick and choose from.
That
should be a service, right? I mean, so there's one thing I like about remote work, and that is that work is now more inclusive. Remember, Jim, I'm sitting in Palo Alto, it's super expensive. Now you don't have to live in these tech hubs to be working for the giants, right, or start a tech company. So that's really nice. You know, you can live in a much cheaper place, a much better place even, right, if you like nature or whatnot.
Right.
So you don't have to live in those expensive cities. That's one thing. If you have a disability or if you prefer to work at night, if you are introverted, or if you have social things that not working for you, maybe you have an elderly you have to care for. Today you can get an exciting job, have an exciting job without having the trouble about going to the office.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a side effect. Culture, how do you build culture? How do you get a job online? How do you learn how to speak into a webcam and be amazing and convince
question
someone?
Question I've been asking these people, when we went home, when we left the Hive and went home during the pandemic, we took the culture with us. But when we hire new people, they've never been to the Hive. How do we install the culture in these people who will never be at the Hive? How do we do that? Because that's an important
tangible, isn't it?
No, it's very difficult
because you can't. Yeah, it's not built through Zoom happy hour, I can tell you. That's not the way to do it, right? So the CEO have to really step up and communicate values, reward through values, live out the values in meetings, really be the values. Otherwise, you cannot build it. And there will always be a slightly different attitude from remote workers because they've never been in the same room with you. You, Jim, you love long dinners and a good glass of wine and connect with people. That is gone. That is gone, right? Yeah. So how do you build that? So the thing, the quick way to do it is to start being more personal, not private, oh gosh, but more personal. You have to start sharing things about your life so I can relate to you. So you have to be relatable.
Shouldn't we also have a session with our employees who are remote workers where we don't talk about work? We just check on them. Should we do that?
Yeah. But there's always the confidentiality, right? Do you want to tell your boss how you really feel, that you are almost suicidal? No, people don't say that. So thank you for bringing that up. I think every company should offer a personal professional mental health assistant.
So not the boss, but somebody.
Oh, gosh, no, and it has to be confidential. You cannot get access to the data, whatever your employee is sharing with that person. But you cannot not have that piece, you know. We have to help each other. It's a lot. I don't know anyone who... So 2020 was my best and my worst year, right? I don't know anyone who didn't struggle to some point. Yeah. And there's only so much a human being can be handling on their own. And remember, mental health is a professional thing. There are tools that you can live by or implement in your life so you feel better. Not only medication is the way out or even worse thing. So we have to acknowledge that we are...
Is the best way to find you at happyo.com? Is that... What about where you're writing and all? Where do we find that?
Oh, Forbes. You know, Forbes magazine. Okay. I try to write at least a column every month. Yeah, I try that. Right. Forbes magazine.
So Lema Guarani, ladies and gentlemen. Happyo, HIPPIOH. .com. Don't you love that sound? Happyo.com. We're going to come back and I'm going to get Suleyma to give us a report on what's going on in Silicon Valley these days. She's right there. She's a ground zero. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.